Hey guys, it's Aria, and welcome back to another episode of Fembolden. This week, we're back again with another play-by-play. Sit back, relax, and let us analyze the 2020 presidential election.
So, as you all may have seen, this election has been like no other. I mean, between the masks, social distancing, and distinct partisan divide between the Democrats and Republicans, we were in for a wild ride.
And honestly, I don't think it's over. Although Donald Trump lost the election with Joe Biden winning roughly 75 million popular votes and 290 electoral votes, and Trump having received a roughly 70 million popular votes and 214 electoral votes, according to the Associated Press, Trump still remains in the White House for another 2 months.
And he's already declared that if he loses the election, he will not surrender his seat without a fight.
And apparently many of his supporters won't either.
Over the past 4 years, Trump has taken to Twitter to address the American people. This past week, he has become reckless, insinuating that the election was rigged against him and that he demands a recount of votes.
His tweets were so outrageous and downright incorrect that Twitter removed many of them, claiming that they were against community guidelines.
Imagine the president of the free world, the president of the United States, tweeting such inaccurate tweets that Twitter themselves removes them.
Honestly, if you would have told me this 4 years ago, I wouldn't believe you. But after these 4 years, no, after 2020 alone, I'm not surprised.
Thankfully, we finally have a president and vice president-elect that can actually lead the American people.
After a long 5 days, the election was finally called on November 7th.
Long is an understatement. These past 5 days have been brutal.
Seriously, I have learned more about Nevada these past 5 days than I have in my entire life.
I know, right? And I'm super elated to have Kamala Harris as our vice president.
Harris makes history as the first woman vice president, the first black woman vice president, the first Indian woman vice president, the first vice president to attend an HBCU, and the first vice president to be a member of the Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority.
And she won't be the last.
As Vice President Harris said in her acceptance speech on Saturday night, "But while I may be the first woman in this office, I will not be the last. Because every little girl watching tonight sees that this is a country of possibilities. And to the children of our country, regardless of your gender, our country has sent you a clear message. Dream with ambition, lead with conviction, and see yourselves in a way that others may not, simply because they've never seen it before."
That is so inspiring and so true. She will not and should not be the last woman to uphold that position. Young children of all identities and backgrounds should never have to think that they don't belong in a certain space or position due to lack of representation.
Exactly. Another person who many people fail to acknowledge is Stacey Abrams.
Stacey Abrams is an American politician, lawyer, voting rights activist, and author who served in the Georgia House of Representatives from 2007 to 2017, serving as minority leader from 2011 to 2017.
According to CNN, Abrams lost the Georgia governor's race by 55,000 votes in an election marred by allegations of voter suppression. Instead of fading into the background, she climbed into the trenches. She formed an organization to register and empower voters, wrote a book about voter suppression, and co-produced an Amazon Prime documentary. All in the fight for democracy.
Abrams worked diligently to fight the suppression of minority votes, going above and beyond to register more than 800,000 new voters in Georgia.
It was because of her leadership that Georgia flipped blue, something that has rarely happened before.
Once again, black women, arguably the most underrepresented, disrespected, and marginalized population, has shown up and helped, despite constant oppression.
At the very least, Stacey Abrams deserves our respect and gratitude.
Yes, we do.
Well, that's a wrap on our second play-by-play episode. Thank you all so much for tuning in.
Don't forget to check out our website, www.fembolden.org, for more Fembolden news, episode descriptions, donation links, and more. Mondays are for Fembolden. And remember,
we see you. We hear you. We are you. You are not alone.
Fembolden is a teen-led podcast where we discuss a variety of topics surrounding femininity, social activism, and adolescence.
We want to encourage other young women to use their voices to call out issues within their community and on a global spectrum. We appreciate all of our support and believe that feminism should be open to all genders.